Turning second-hand items into profitable goods that could sell in London's trendy Brick Lane was the challenge for the Apprentice contestants last night. The Stirling team's efforts were described as more shabby than chic by Karen Brady, and Lord Sugar described their store as looking like an Oxfam shop in the middle of a hurricane. Well, one Suffolk man is faring slightly better with his selling of vintage wares and has just taken on a new retail space. He is Damien Royal, the owner of Refind. He's on the line now. Hi, Damien.
Hello, how are you?
Very well indeed. And tell us about your business.
Basically, I started up just over a year ago with help from the Prince's Trust. Basically, I buy old and vintage pieces and sell them on.
And you're working with a local tattooist?
I am, yes. I mean, I have a passion more for the unusual and the retro focal points to a room, and have been buying bits and pieces for a chap at Diablo Inc. on St. Peter's Street, and he's offered me a space at the back of his shop, so...
Lovely. Well, obviously the apprentice candidates didn't do too well. Is now a good time, though, to be dealing in vintage?
It seems very fashionable at the moment. I mean, as the apprentice showed, I think. It's not as you can see from yesterday's programme, it's not as easy as it looks, I don't think. And something, obviously, that the show didn't quite highlight is your overhead costs as well. I mean, at a site like that, which I'm quite familiar with in Brick Lane, you're probably looking at quite a lot of money, to be honest.
Yeah, an incredibly trendy place now, isn't it, Brick Lane?
Extremely, yes.
And, of course, there are markets being held across the county now, so is that a help or a hindrance?
Oh, no, it's definitely a help. I think with the fashion of vintage wares, there are more and more markets popping up. Demon Events have been doing quite a few very successfully. And it's drawing all kinds of new crowds. There's a lot of people looking at vintage clothing as well. So I think hand in hand, they're doing very well.
So for those looking to add some vintage to their home or the way they look, what are good things to look out for?
It's each to their own, to be honest with you. I mean, everyone's a little bit different, and that's why it's not a science. It's more having an eye for the pieces and what you like. Me personally, I like things that look old, that look rusty, whereas other people like to repaint and restyle them. So myself, I like the unusual. The more strange and the Victorian, weird and wonderful pieces I tend to go for.
OK, well, the mind boggles, but what are some of the more unusual pieces that you enjoy?
Stuffed animals. We've had a few of those. Old Victorian optician's boxes. I really like, I found once and actually sold to Diablo Inc. so they could put their own artwork on it, a 1930s light box from a Chicago nightclub. So that was one of my best finds, I must admit.
Stuffed animals, what is the appeal then? Because I find those a bit spooky, to be honest with you.
I think one of the fashions, especially in the Spitalfields area, is a kind of Victorian crazy scientist lab type look to a room. So you have stuffed animals, you have a few things like glass eyes, which tend to pop up every now and again on your antiques programmes. And just, as I say, the unusual.
OK, and how can people find you?
At the moment, we have a website under construction, but if you go to refindvintage.com, there's some links there that will take you to our Facebook page, to our Twitter page, our email address, and you can see a lot of the photos on the Facebook until the website is completed.
Now, I usually walk home via St. Peter's Street to the waterfront, and it's becoming a rather trendy little street, isn't it?
Yes, I think a lot of people are tending to describe it as Ipswich's little Soho, really. There's a few other, I think Love One over the road are doing very well. They've got a lot of vintage pieces upstairs, more your kitsch pieces for more female orientated than your kitchenalia. And there's a few other places like Maud's Attic that do, it's interior pieces but not necessarily vintage, more reproduction. So hopefully, where we are over the road, Tex will be doing a few vintage clothing in there as well. And with that, hopefully we'll add to the area.
Well, my partner Maggie bought me a nicer penguin from Love One for Christmas. It wasn't stuffed, I hasten to add. It was an ornamental one. So I'm getting to know that road quite well. Thank you very much.